1 Corinthians chapter 3, from verse 10 to verse 15. There is one serious way, at least one, in which we can go wrong in reading this paragraph. We can limit it to pastors, so-called ministers. I am convinced that this paragraph addresses every believer, and that's how I'm going to deliver this discourse to every believer who listens to me. You're in Christ. You're a brother and sister in Christ. This passage speaks to you as it speaks to me. Paul has just made this point, that believers, the ecclesia, are God's field, God's building. He's used the illustration of agriculture, of gardening, but he's also mentioned building, and now he goes on to the building picture, and he uses this concept of building to take a good, hard look at gospel labor. By the grace God has given me, he says, I laid a foundation as an expert builder. What he is claiming here is that as an apostle, he has laid down the foundation for all time for the Church of Christ, for the believers. An expert builder. Ephesians, when he writes the Ephesians, he tells them that the apostles are the foundation in this sense, that they lay down under the direction of Christ the truth, the practice, the gospel for all time. But from now on, of course, the age of the apostles being past, from now on, and even during the apostolic age, many, many others are building on that foundation. Now, this is where we can go astray. Ah, these people who are building on it are the pastors, are the ministers. Well, if you mean by ministers, servants, in the sense of all God's people, I am with you. But if this is limited to the so-called ministers, the pastors, then we're not on the same page at all. For all God's people are ministers, servants, priests, kings. And we're all builders. We're all farmers, if you like. But in this picture, we're all builders. The foundation is laid. But we are building in our generation now and in our works, words, ways. We are building for the generations to come. We are building on that foundation. Someone else is building on it. That's me. I'm building on it now. I build on it when I write my books. I build on it when I have conversations with people. I build on it with my life. You do, brother and sister. You may not be in a pulpit, but you're still a preacher of Christ, a minister of the gospel. You build on this foundation, which has been laid by the expert builders. You are a builder. And you're building on this foundation. And your labors are building for God. Mothers with their children, in the home, in the family, in the workplace, in the school, in the college, in the office, in the assembly, in the ecclesia. We're building, building, building. Someone else is building on it. It's going on all the time. And this is the point. But each one, that's me, that's you, brother and sister, each one should be careful how he builds. Take care how you build. Take care. Take thought how you build. Now, the first thing about a building is the foundation. Well, the foundation has been laid. And that foundation is Jesus Christ. Paul says so. For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. It's not creed. It's not the confession. The Westminster, the 1689, the Heidelberg, or whatever. It's not the confession. It's not the denomination. It's not the elders. It's not the pastors. It's not the Pope. It's not this, not that. It's Jesus Christ is the foundation. No other foundation can be laid other than the one already laid by the expert builder, Jesus Christ, through the apostles, and Jesus Christ himself. Christ, not religion, not church. Jesus Christ is the foundation. That's the first principle. Have we settled on that? Many, many people are not. They think the pastors are really the foundation. Oh, not. They don't say so in their statements, but in their practice they do. The denomination. They can't exist without the denomination. The Pope, the watchtower, the head office, whatever it might be. The foundation is Jesus Christ. No other foundation. His name, his work, his person, his merits, his blood, his righteousness, his death, his resurrection, Jesus Christ himself is the foundation. Now it's the building. Take care how you build. And that's all believers. Now there are two ways of building. There's quick. It goes up quick. Looks good. Impressive. And there's the slow, laborious, careful, thoughtful, solid. I'm speaking from the United Kingdom. We have buildings here 1,000 years old. They stood the storms and the tempests and the wars and so on, and they're still standing. 1,000 years and more. But in my lifetime, I have seen buildings put up and they've already gone. They were cheapjack buildings. Now, these are difficult idioms. I don't know whether all people will understand me. Cheapjack, shoddy, quick, easy materials, easy building, without proper care. And they didn't last a generation. But the ones that took 100 years to build have lasted 1,000 and more. If any man builds on this foundation, let's come to the spiritual. If any man builds on Jesus Christ and he uses good materials, excellent materials, first-class materials such as gold, silver, costly stones, real solid, hard-working material. You can't work easily with it. It takes time, but it's put together in the right way. It lasts. On the other hand, you can use wood, hay, straw, stubble, that kind of thing. Blocks of straw will go up quickly. But the truth is, one will last, and that's what counts here, one will last, and one will not last. At the moment you look at it, the quick fix can look the more impressive. It's up quickly, you've got it lived in, it looks wonderful, and so on. But it won't last. It's the test of time, and especially the test of the last day. The day will bring it to light. There are two illustrations here, light and flame, fire. Christ will come again, and in the judgment day, the light of his coming will expose all the hidden parts of the building that we have put together. And the flame will play upon it. And of course, the gold, the silver, and the costly stones will stand. But the wood, the hay, the straw, the stubble will vanish in smoke. The day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality. It's quality we want. Take care how you build. Quality is what counts. The quality of each man's work, each man, each brother's work, is your work, my brother, is your work, my sister, and mine, is going to be tested in that day, the quality of it. If what he has built survives, he will receive his reward as a faithful builder. But if it's burned up, he will suffer loss. We are not talking about salvation here. These men are in Christ. These women are in Christ. They're saved. But we are talking about the quality of our work. And if our work does not survive, though we ourselves will be saved, he himself will be saved, but only as one escaping through the flames by the skin of our teeth. The picture is clear to me. I've said more than once that no church is more relevant to today's churches than the Corinthian church. In many ways, there are some things where the Corinthian church can rebuke us, but there are many ways where we are copying the Corinthian church. The cult of man, the elevation of the brain over the heart. And here is another way. Soddy workmanship. Quick fix. Fleshly work rather than spiritual work. Be careful, I say to the churches. Be careful, I say to myself. Be careful to all who are hearing me. Be careful how you build. Of course it's the ministers, if you like. I don't want the term. The elders, yes. But of course it's me as well. I must be careful how I build, how I write, how I speak, how I witness, how I teach. Whatever I do, may I do all for the glory of God, and so that it will be lasting and will last. And when the day comes, when Christ comes, the light and the flame will expose it to be what it was, real, solid, good work. But I believe we live in the age of the quick fix. Easy going, fleshly methods, fleshly results, fleshly works. To change the illustration, I remember an old preacher long since gone to glory saying this. The trouble is, he said, there are too many Ishmaels in the church and not enough Isaacs. Too many Ishmaels, not enough Isaacs. What did he mean? Too many children of the flesh, not enough of the Spirit. Coming back to this picture, there's too much wood, straw, hay, stubble, cheapjack stuff, quick fix stuff. Just show. It won't last. I want to be building with silver, gold, silver, costly stones. Building on the foundation, Jesus Christ, yes. But whatever I do for God, whatever I do for Christ, by the Spirit of God, I want it to be careful, thoughtful, excellent materials, and produce results and works that last and can stand the great day. That's the acid test. Not does it meet the approval of men today, but what will it be? How will it survive? How will it stand on the great day? Salvation? Yes, there's no question of that here. But I want being saved to be a man that hears, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." That's the point here. Brother and sister, be careful how you build.